variable winds at 5 miles per hour. I'm Pat Farnak. Take care.
News, traffic, and weather on air. We are News Radio, WCBS, New York.
Good afternoon, Wednesday, November 9th. I'm Steve Scott. Here's the latest from WCBS. In just a few moments, you will hear the first ever national test of the emergency alert system. It will only be a test. This test will be heard on every broadcast, cable, and satellite channel in America. It will last less than a minute. Again, it is only a test. Penn State football coach Joe Paterno will retire at the end of the season as a sex abuse scandal hangs over the university. Three men have been arrested in the fatal shooting of an off-duty Newark cop. And in our Eye on Politics at 2:11, we hear from the next Suffolk County executive, Steve Ballone. In sports, the Rangers on the road in Ottawa tonight. WCBS News Time, 2 o'clock.
CBS News, I'm Hartley Carnes.
Actually, this is probably the first time I've ever seen him cry, and I actually almost got teary-eyed myself.
That's a Penn State football player after practice this morning as Coach Joe Paterno tries to go on with his work in the midst of a firestorm scandal over his and other university officials' failure to call the police when they knew there might be a child sex abuser using their athletic facilities. Paterno is on his way out. CBS's Drew Levinson.
It is important to note Coach Paterno has...
It is 2:02. This is WCBS New York. Did that take you by surprise? Well, we knew it was coming. We hope you did, too. We hope you know it was only a test. What you heard just a few moments ago was the first ever national test of the emergency alert system. We call it EAS for short. EAS is the system the government uses to alert you in the event of an emergency. That can range from a catastrophic event like an act of war, for example, to things like a failure of the power grid, even in more isolated cases, real bad weather. You've heard tests like this before, the words, this is only a test, followed by some rather odd-sounding tones, and then the announcer again saying, this was only a test. Well, those were local tests, heard on individual stations at predetermined times. This was the first time this has ever been done nationally, on every station at the same time. We here at WCBS had no control of it for that short period of time. The government was in control of our radio station. Now, if you scanned up and down the dial, if you still have a radio dial, you should have heard the same thing on every station. Every station, AM and FM. If you turned on the TV to escape it, no luck. It should have been on every broadcast, cable, and satellite channel. Why do this national test? Well, it's pretty simple, really. FEMA and other government agencies want to make sure the National Emergency Alert System actually works as designed, should officials ever need to send out a national alert. The feds say they're hoping today's national test will give an accurate picture of the current system so they can make improvements, if necessary. So that's pretty much it. The first ever national test of the emergency alert system, EAS. You heard it here on WCBS 880 or wherever you may have turned the dial. And once again, we remind you, this was only a test.
Live from Studio 8B at the CBS Broadcast Center, we are News Radio, WCBS HD and WCBS FM HD3, New York.
Good afternoon, a beautiful sunny day in New York City, just over 60 degrees across the area, some clouds and drizzle late tonight, a low in the 50s, and a better chance of rain tomorrow.